Merry Nutmas and Happy New Year. I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to our final episode of Season 5 of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast for the year 2021. Hopefully you are staying
high and right.
And positive vibes as always. Hopefully you're having a good holiday season right now. New Year's is upon us.
Yeah.
Man, this year went by like a lightning bolt to me, though.
It did.
Like a lightning bolt.
We're already here.
Yep. We definitely here. Hey, count your blessings if you are here. If you are going through a tough time of not having family members around this holiday season, hopefully we can entertain you with this special episode that we are about to provide for you guys to end the year. We got who we going to have on the podcast today, honey?
We got everybody.
This was Gina's planning. She actually did some pre-production. I'm proud of you.
I did. I said, be here, and I'll show up too.
Yes, you did. And they here.
They are here.
They are here. You guys stay tuned, and you'll see what we're talking about. So, have you had fun this Christmas, honey?
I did. I had a lot of fun. It was a really good day. Very relaxing.
Food was fucking fire.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gina did her thing in the kitchen.
Yeah, we did finger foods.
And we also have other visitors in the house. Yeah. Ghost is having a Merry Christmas as well.
He is. He got a toy. And they got bones, but I forgot to give them to him. So.
Yeah. He'll be all right. He'll get them when he get them.
Yeah. They'll be fine.
So, Gina did summon her inner Spice Isle for the food.
Yeah. Man, we dipped into a whole new aspect. I did chicken wings.
You hear that, fellas? My brothers out there, chicken wings.
We did chicken wings and some ham just to try to keep with the tradition somewhat. Then we did some chips and really fire-ass dip Babe made. I mean, I kind of helped with the cooking the sausage.
She messed up the ingredients.
I didn't mess up nothing. I made it shit great.
Oh, thanks for the compliment. I appreciate it. A lot of different desserts. Still need to be ate.
Yeah, lots of different desserts. We did a churro cheesecake, some crinkle cookies. I did some vanilla bean mints, after dinner mints. So that was kind of fun. Let's see what else we did. I did toffee. I did toffee.
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla bean toffee. I used my homemade vanilla.
Yes. And it's good too.
My beans that come in the mail.
Vanilla beans from across the globe.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Great. It's very great. If you're ever into making vanilla, hit me up. I know where to go.
Yeah, man. She got the plug. Yeah, but if you guys are having a good time, we hope you're having a good time. If you want to tell us some of the things that you have enjoyed during this holiday season, we would love to hear from you guys. Check out the description of our podcast, wherever you're listening to it, where to reach out to us at. And if you are dealing with in-laws, we understand that too.
We got them. That's why we had a wonderful Christmas this year.
And if you guys have been following along, you will understand why.
Yeah. It was a great Christmas.
Hell yeah, man. It's been nice. It's been awesome. Back to work, though. It's back to work time.
Mm-hmm. Back to work Monday.
All right, everybody. Now, we're going to get to what we call, well, what should we call this? Well, just be prepared, because Gina's family update is getting ready to take a whole different turn.
Live
on this special episode. So thank you guys for listening to us all year long. If you've been with us from day one, we appreciate the support and love that we get from you guys. And we will be back. Because now we're taking our end of the year break. We'll be back in February.
Yeah. Oh, I get a break.
We only record every other week.
Vacation.
Yeah. But we will be back. We will be back with you guys in February. Check us out on our social medias if you want to keep up with some of our shenanigans. And what do you want to tell everybody going into the new year, dear?
Just brace yourself. be kind to yourself. And you know what? Shit just has speed bumps. Just roll with it. You can do it.
You can do it, y'all.
You can do it.
I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. Stay focused out there.
Get yours.
Yes, absolutely.
You are the important one.
So, Happy New Year to everyone.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Thank you for the love and support.
Yes.
And we sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever the fuck this is about to be.
Right? Just hold on to your seats.
That's right. All right, y'all. Deuces.
Bye.
Two of you have been on the podcast already. There's only one that hasn't been on the podcast yet.
Yeah.
So introduce yourself.
I'm Leroy.
Leroy my ass. This is Kyle, everyone. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
And we also have our other son.
Caleb.
And our daughter.
Janae.
Daisy.
But you could call me Delilah. Delilah. Yeah,
AKA Delilah.
Here you go. Shameless plugs already. Glad to have you guys with us during the holidays. Love you guys first and foremost.
Love you too.
Mm-hmm.
We love you guys, man. So, who wants to talk first? This is not an after-school special, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. This is just.
Talk my shit again.
You want to talk your shit again, Kanye?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Somebody else knows goes. Kyle.
Yeah, let's talk about the recap of Kyle's birthday celebration. Let's go there.
Yeah, we can start there.
Let's not.
Let's start there.
Let's not. Keep that one out of there.
No, we talk about it. Let's go. Yeah. Kyle, let's start with Kyle, though, first. What do you remember? Let's go there, son.
Opening presents.
I thought you didn't remember.
But you didn't remember the presents.
Yeah. I had to go through them again.
Kyle had like two beers and it was over.
Two. Well, like 200.
Passed out.
What was the funniest part?
Waking up drunk.
I don't know. I think watching you fall into the fence was pretty funny.
Man, you bounced off that motherfucker like it was a middle linebacker just holding you up, getting you through the end zone. Yeah, man. So, happy birthday, son.
Thank you.
Had a good time with you. Watch you get drunk as hell.
As always.
Jesus.
But
what?
I think I did good. I stayed sober for a couple weeks until that point.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with that. Baby steps.
I was preparing. I was getting my mind ready, so I know when I wake up the next morning, I know all the dumb shit that I did, and it won't hurt as bad.
Right, there you go.
Okay, since we're on the subject of Kyle, hey, Mom.
What's up?
How was going through labor with that one?
Let's see.
Oh, you'll all three be asked about. This is happening. Don't look so surprised, Caleb.
We should put a GoPro on Kyle.
Oh my god, we should put
a body
GoPro on him.
Yeah, like, we should put it on his head and then yeah, you we can should see him dancing. Yeah,
we should put a... Kyle should have a body cam.
That would be funny.
So how was going through labor with that one? With Kyle?
Well, Kyle was an adventure, for sure.
Yeah.
Clearly. We can tell.
The funny thing was, is I swore he was a demon, because I constantly get these like horrible scrapes, and then the sonogram picture, I swear it looked like this evil hand just had long nails like Janae. And I'm like, that's it. That's why he scraped me. Seriously. Trying to get out. I was scared. I was so scared until he came out.
Oh. So those keys aren't distracting.
Oh.
Yeah. Well. Gotcha. Yeah. Y'all know you knew. Podcast etiquette. It's all good.
They'll be all right.
Yeah.
It's just like the lighter flick.
All right, so let's talk about Dr. Claw again.
Yeah. He did literally claw his way out. But all in all, I think it went pretty well. Like I told him, I just told him a little tidbit on his birthday that when their father and I were together, we didn't have shit, and we didn't have a car either. So I ended up going into labor, and I had to call their grandfather, my ex's dad, to come get me. That was an adventure trying to get there, because he would go 25 miles per hour.
Hell, at that point, I was like, yo, I
didn't have a car.
I would say sit in the passenger seat.
He's like, yo, I'm pushing out a kid here. Can we move it a little faster? Right. Put the emergency flashers on it. Hit the pedal to the metal. What are you doing?
And then he drops me at the door.
Leaves you at the door of the hospital.
And then leaves.
Damn.
Cold hearted.
No shit.
Oh yeah.
He said, hope it works out.
Basically.
Call me tomorrow.
Hope all goes well. Let us know what happens.
Beast and hair grease.
So yeah, that was.
Would you still consider me a demon?
When you came out, I was really, really, really happy that you weren't a demon.
What are we talking about? The movie Alien?
Yeah,
you're about to be a Sigourney Weaver
all of a sudden. With some horns on or something.
My brain is very active, so it's coming up with a lot of crazy shit. But yeah, that's how he came.
That's how you came, man. What?
Just like everybody else,
Yeah, we all come out a hole.
Yeah.
Right. See, I don't remember the birth or anything because they gave me the epidural. And so I was high as fuck.
Figured it out. That's why Kyle never remembers anything when he's drunk.
I had an epidural with you. Actually, they overdosed me on you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Kayla?
Besides the fact there's a VHS tape floating around of your pussy.
Oh, no. These are pictures. These are actual pictures of...
I don't want to see that.
Hair coming out. And,
I'm good.
Yeah, right.
So you got a picture of me coming out. That's...
You were adventure.
Okay.
Welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast.
First.
Guys. See? What?
Who took the picture?
Grandpa.
Grandpa.
You guessed it.
Yes. It was embarrassing.
He's like, get out of the way, doctor.
No, the doctor was like, I got this, move. Back there. It was horrible.
He's trying to pull that thing out.
I am not a thing. I am a person. I am a human being.
So with you, that day was kind of hilarious. Because I met with your dad. We weren't married yet. I met with him.
I was there for the wedding.
Yeah, you were there for the wedding.
Yeah, I was there. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. I'm glad you came. Did you leave a gift?
Huh? No. I signed the registry, though.
I don't have that book, so... Ask your dad. No, when you came out, I met up with. We had lunch. I ate an entire large pizza, and I've never ate that much.
Yeah.
And then I felt busy eating. Yeah, right. So then I felt like felt funny, and so I left, and I guess I drove all the way back to the house in labor, and I didn't know it. I was freaking out.
Well, that was your first one. Of course, you're going to, you know.
So, Mom, we get in her car, and she takes me up to the hospital. And at this point, we had to go to the hospital, not the birthing center, because a week later it opened.
My bad.
Right? Didn't wait a week.
Yeah. I apologize.
So, we get in there, and I didn't know anything, really. They was just like, well... Do you want an epidural? And I'm like, I don't care. You know, I don't know what it is. Do whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's when you learned going into the second one. Like, hell yeah, hook me up with that good ass shit.
Can I get three?
So, I get up there, and I get the epidural, and then the doctor comes back in, or the esthetician come back in, and he said to you feeling okay, or do you, you know, need some more? He gave me a whole nother dose. I was feeling fine, but I lied and said, no, I feel everything. For some reason, I said that. I don't know why. So, he overdosed me. So I slept through most of it. The only thing I remember is Nana walking in, and I'm just like waving and screaming, "Hi, Nana!" Yeah. So everybody saw everything.
Hell yeah.
They all just jumped in.
So did you push me out, or did I pull myself out?
I don't know. Our doctor, he kept waking me up and saying, "Push." And I said, "Am I pushing?" He said, "Yeah, you're doing good." And I said, "I'm not pushing." And he says, "You're pushing." So I was like, "Jesus. Well, all right." And then they end up keeping you. You were fine. I knew you were fine. They ended up keeping you because you did not want to eat.
Yeah.
And I kept stressing. I kept stressing to them. I ate an entire large pizza not 3 hours ago.
Yep.
I said, he's not going to be hungry for a couple days. When he decides to eat, he'll eat. Don't worry about it.
I don't have a problem eating now, that's for sure.
So none of you do.
No. Man. They, it was about a week. They did every single test that you can come up with. I think they caused a jaundice. Because if you would have just came home, I think you would have been fine. And so they can't figure out anything and then finally let you go. He says, "We don't know." I said, "I know. It's the fucking pizza." So that was about it on that one. Oh, and then you?
Let's hear about the baby.
Look at how she just turned at you, looking at you, young lady. What about Frank?
Yeah, let's hear it.
That was miserable.
I mean, look at her.
Damn. You gonna let your brother talk shit like that?
No,
you gonna really let that happen?
Miserable. She just fell out.
Did I fall on my head a little bit?
He come in the door, and I said, "Something's happening," and he ran over and caught you.
How high were you? And you were high before you
right? I didn't have an epidural with her. No, I wasn't high. The only one I smoked weed with was Kyle. That's why he's so laid back and too much anxiety.
Smoked weed every day.
Yeah, that's right. No, but leading up to you, we left to go to the hospital at midnight. And they sent me home at like 5 a.m. They're like, "You're not having this baby. You haven't moved this entire time." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm having this baby." So we went home. I tried to sleep. I couldn't do it anymore. 7 o'clock. I was like, "Give me back."
2 hours
Something's wrong. 2 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then an hour after that, I think you just fell out. I was pissed. I almost had you out of the house.
Would have had to leave. Would have just stayed there, hung out.
So I guess that would have been a better story if we just stayed home.
Yeah, no. You tell me you want me to have an at-home birth.
Yes, I would like you to.
I don't want to see any grandkids for a while.
Hey, Mom brought this conversation up.
Well, because it's something to think about.
What if I die?
You're not going to die.
Well, he got 2 years.
If they don't think that you need, if things what about don't the go epidural? Right, you don't need an epidural. The only reason why you get one in the hospital
women talk,
is because you're highly stressed. And everything is making everything just.
I'm gonna be so stressed.
Homesteading birth 101.
You're uncomfortable. Yeah. You're not in a good setting. It's raw. It's just.
Yeah, and then what if I bleed out, and then we don't have enough time to get me to the hospital?
I mean, what kind of morbid shit are you talking
dramatic.
About?
God,
really?
Damn.
You hear your sister right now.
You also see a doctor. You know, the doctor helps you too.
Literally shaking my head right now.
You will be fine.
What am I going to be in a pool?
No, the bathtub.
You can do it if you want. In a pool, in a bathtub, in your bed, wherever you're comfortable in your house.
If you do a pool, when you push the kid out, it's already disinfected.
Yep. Hey, not my pool, though. Wait.
Pull the thingy out of me.
You just got
what?
Doesn't he have to stick his hand all the way and pull it out?
No.
What the hell are you talking about?
You do that.
You.
No, you don't do that. Especially with those nails, don't. You don't do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Your body does it for you.
She's talking about artificial insemination. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
You got a turkey baster or what?
This is why she is not ready for children, people.
Man.
You're telling me I'm going to have to stick my whole family.
Not you.
Well, you said it.
Your body does it for you. And with less stress, it's a lot easier.
Oh, people eat that stuff, too.
That's fucking gross.
They do. There are rituals that people do. Save it and eat it on the first birthday or something like that. Like a fucking wedding cake.
The afterbirth.
What do they do? Throw it on the grill and season it?
Yeah.
Kyle, you were joking right there, but...
I honestly was fucking joking.
I'm assuming. I don't know. I've never...
That's how they like, keep it in a jar or something and marinate it.
Yeah, I think...
For a whole year.
I
sounds delicious.
Glad that they have that ritual if my that Google's, they like.
If my Google Home was hooked up right now, I'd fact check this right now. There's a lot of just blind facts flying around.
No, it's true. People do eat it a lot.
Yes, we know that.
I see people on TikTok will have it.
I was asked the same thing. Like, do you guys want to save the afterbirth? No.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Do you see what that looks like sitting there? What the
I have never been asked that.
I was asked that, and I said, like, nah, I'm good. Of course, you know, I had a bottle of some cognac at the time. But, you know, hey. Smuggled into the hospital. It is what it is.
It is.
Who was there at the hospital with you?
With who?
Me.
Just your dad.
Don't look so excited.
He didn't want anybody. Yeah, he didn't want anybody up there.
Was it his choice?
Yeah.
Why was it his choice? You were pushing the child out.
Because she's probably already fucked up at that point.
Yeah. What am I going to do about it? But anyways, it was just your dad and I. And then everybody came up afterwards. And then everybody was fucking in the room.
Hell yeah.
You had an audience. That's
glory.
They wanted to welcome greatness.
That's what they did.
Yes. Glorious.
Now look. Hey, the greatness was welcome. We've been through 24 years.
I flopped out.
We're making some good progress now.
Very, very nice and easy.
Yes, I flopped out.
I didn't even know what was happening.
That's what you equated to? I flopped out?
Yes.
You were ready for the world.
There's my man.
Oh, really? Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we do have the Kansas City Chiefs game on in the background. And Janae is a big fan of, you guessed it, Travis Kelce.
Fuck no.
I always knew she liked the white ones.
Fuck no.
Yep, there he is. Ben Roethlisberger. There you go.
No. Nope.
Big Ben is washed up.
Think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, he trashed.
It's over. Yeah. It's over after this year. And if he doesn't retire, he better cover his back with a brace every day.
So, all right. How has this year been for you guys?
Good question. Oh, boy. Who's wanting to start? You go first, Franklin. How was this year for you? A lot of shit happened. A lot of intervention had to, take place.
I had, 7 boyfriends. Jesus. Oh, and then...
Ran through a whole basketball team.
Yeah.
Starting 5 and a 2 on the bench.
No.
I got a whole rotation.
Well, no. Usually, after work, I would just have a guy come over and cuddle. Like, I wouldn't want sex.
Oh, we know what cuddling leads to. Young men in the room.
Netflix and chill.
No, I really just wanted somebody to cuddle. That's
Kyle,
literally
what. Translation. What's that mean?
Then get a cat.
I did.
Exactly.
I got 2 now.
Translation, you have a girl saying she wants to cuddle, and if you're not smashing there in fucking 15 minutes, you already done lost your fucking hopes.
Hey,
do you hear your brother giving you game? Both of your brothers giving you game right now?
I'm a stripper. Who has the most goddamn game in this room?
If she wants a cuddle, we smash it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. You said who has the most game in this room, and you thought the doctor had to stick elbow deep up your pussy to pull a baby out.
Okay, that's not the game I'm talking about.
Okay, let's go. Hold on.
Let me ask this. So you think just because you're a stripper, you have more game?
With men, yeah.
You better have more game with men. I don't want to be with a man.
Yeah, that was not the question. Because you also have to realize...
Family therapy session.
Here we go.
All those motherfuckers that are going in there are going in there for one thing.
Yeah, and that one thing they did not get.
Dang.
And they kept coming back still. And they still did not get it.
And still tossing dollars.
Man. Leading them on. Real heartless of you, Janae.
Hey. I mean, some of the bitches be fucking them, but that's they can do that all they want.
She got a point.
I go in there and get my bills paid, and I leave. People are like, you want to go drink afterwards? The fuck no.
I'm always down to drink.
Yeah, what they mean by... The thing they mean by drink is go fuck people for money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or just... Go drink.
Look, of course, what are you trying to put yourself out there? Like, listen.
Oh, cheers. Cheers to that one.
Yeah. As both our sons take a sip.
But although this year's been pretty decent.
Yes, besides the 7 boyfriends.
Yeah, starting now, like around me moving into my new apartment.
It's the end of the year. What about the other 11 months?
Wait, we gotta go through all these boyfriends?
That's fucked up.
There was only 7 for this month?
Sure.
How many was there for November?
Hey, you know what? She's responsible. There's no kids, no grandkids.
There we go.
And as long as she's learning.
And she's actually
every step of the way.
She's sitting back, getting to know, you know, different aspects of what she doesn't like, what she will accept, all the above.
Hey, I like the one I got right now.
There you go.
There you go. Don't let him fuck up. He's not very big. He's a little guy.
He's a sweetheart, though. He's really good.
What are you going to do? You going to drive fucking 5.5 hours?
I'll make it in 3 if I have to.
By that time, I already have the business done.
DFW to here is about 10-15 minute flight?
Mm-hmm.
And most of that is just prepare for takeoff.
I guess it's time to start looking into a helicopter.
Put that
out there in the universe, son. That's what you do. Hell yeah. I'm going to have me a helicopter.
Manifest it.
Man, yeah, that's what
Kyle,
you do.
Kyle adored him all night on his birthday.
I also don't remember it, though. So
y'all had some very good moments. You sat there, sat next to me. You were like, don't lose this one. He's a good one.
Yeah. You tell everybody, I so like him. You did say that. I just like him.
Don't remember none of that.
Well,
and ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening right now, which I'm pretty sure you are, for Kyle to like somebody,
yeah,
it takes a lot.
He has to be drunk.
Of alcohol. A lot of alcohol. No, yeah. Just saying, but it does take a lot.
A lot.
Does take a lot.
I have this one.
Two beers does him in.
Yeah, his first impressions of him, and we talked about it.
What you mean? Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you how many Tawaka shots I took, and I don't even like Tawaka.
Thanks to Gerard.
Yeah,
yeah, Gerard. He loves his Tawaka.
All right, so what did you actually learn this year, Janae? What's the main thing that you learned about yourself this year that you want to go into next year improving? And everybody else will get asked this question, too.
Man, you really put me on the spot here.
Okay, we'll take time to think about it. Caleb, what have you learned about yourself this year, son?
Anything's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All you got to do is speak it into existence, have a plan, and follow through with it.
Yeah. Execution.
Yep. You got to execute. If you're not going to execute, what's the point of doing it?
You got to always build your way. Mm-hmm. And you got to show up for it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you get what you want. It'll all fall in place.
The opportunities are there.
Mm-hmm.
Go get them.
That is good.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I preach that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's no excuses.
Nope.
Life don't care.
Nope.
It really doesn't.
Keeps moving.
What secures your future is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Can't rely on anybody else. We have family. We have each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's never going to change.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Okay.
You raised your hand politely. Go ahead.
I learned.
Yes, ma'am.
You won't always be struggling.
No.
I mean, there's going to be some times that you're going to struggle, but it's not always going to be there.
Life always presents struggles. Yeah, life is going to always present its struggles, guys. And you guys are still young.
In all different ways.
Yeah,
you're going to have your highs and you're going to have your lows.
Yep.
It's a roller coaster.
All different ways. And sometimes it feels like it's every day.
And sometimes, I mean, it's just going to be breaking it down, too. Just financially, relationships, all the above. You're going to have your highs and lows.
It's not the end of the world, though.
No.
It never is, guys.
You got to ride the wave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You still wake up the next morning. Be thankful.
And if anybody knows that more than anybody in this room, is what's up, Kyle?
What?
Man, pushing through life, well, man. Going through tough times. Face being crushed, thrown out of cars.
Yeah, I tend to like to...
Running a mini bike into the side of a pickup truck. You know, shit like that.
I tend to almost die once a month.
He was the one that was always in the ER, it seemed like, every summer for something.
Yeah.
Not including the school year. How many concussions have you had now?
Shit, I can't. Over 12.
If one of us has CTE, it's Kyle.
Oh, yeah, he's had a lot done on his head.
What have you learned this year, son?
Oh.
Look at the things you've accomplished, man, even though it's been a tough year.
I've learned to, I guess, control my anger more.
Yeah.
I haven't broken TV all year.
That's hey, good. There we go. Any holes in walls?
No.
There we go. We're making progress.
But let him speak.
Oh,
that'd be you come on, man. You've done more than that. Because you had your struggles this year, just like we all have our struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a car.
Yeah.
Got my car hit somehow in the middle of a field.
Yeah, but biggest thing is you're taking away from this year is controlling your anger. What about going into next year?
Sorry. Going into next year?
Yeah. What do you want to accomplish? I'll go get her under control. That's Ghost's sister, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Hey. She does her part.
She's also here from Texas.
Mm-hmm. He's probably just
she just want to be a part of the podcast as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So what do you want to do going into next year, man?
Oh.
Put it out there. Your brother just says speak.
Manifest it. You want a FBGM?
Fuck bitches, get money.
Let's go, baby.
I'm so high, I didn't even know what the fuck that meant.
I didn't either.
It's fuck bitches get money.
I heard.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said it afterwards.
Get money.
Probably get a new job, try and buy a house.
That is all doable. That is all doable.
Set up your plan. Build from it. Execute it.
And hold yourself accountable.
What's that noise?
What's going on?
This?
Oh,
you're running out of battery.
No, I think you shut off.
Oh. All right, did you put it out there, man? What you going to do next year?
Yeah.
Okay. What you going to do, son?
What am I going to do?
Yeah, for next year.
Continue progressing.
In what way?
Well, I want to hit a six-figure net worth next year.
That's important.
That is a good goal.
Mm-hmm. You know where it starts, though, right?
With me.
Yep.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Building that plan and executing it.
Most importantly, focusing on yourself. Mm-hmm. We always tell you guys, you know, focus on yourself.
Learn yourselves. Love yourselves.
Give yourselves time to develop. You're still young saplings out here in the world.
Give yourself props, even if you didn't have a good day. Or even if you did have a good day, either one. Just make sure you're loving yourself.
Of course, you guys know, as cliche as it sounds, you learn more from your failures than your wins.
Yeah.
Well, you learn a lot about yourself.
Especially when times are tough. Mm-hmm. You really get to that. I mean, that's the way life works sometimes. It tests your character. You get a chance to sit back and like, damn, you know, this is what I could have did better at. This is where I could have made better choices. I mean, life is going to be filled with that.
Mm-hmm. And those are what you learn from.
Mm-hmm. You try it. It doesn't work. You find another way.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Focus on the positive outlook, mm-hmm. no matter what. Yeah. And one of the hardest things to do, too, is cut out a lot of the negative shit in your life, too, and certain people in your lives and stuff like that.
And that's even talking to yourself negative.
Yeah.
Talking about somebody else negative in your head.
Yeah.
Cut that out.
Yeah, you got to big yourself up each and every day, most importantly. Big yourself up. Always big yourself up. Mm-hmm. Right, Frank? So what you going to do next year? What's up with you?
Well, I'm planning on enrolling into college.
Okay.
And then moving to Oklahoma at the end of this year.
Oklahoma? At the end of this coming year?
Not this year.
Yeah, at the end of the coming year.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. What you going to go do in Oklahoma? Let's hear about it. Let's talk about it.
Well, my grandma's moving down there. I also want to...
Speak towards the mic, girlfriend.
I also want to start, like, my own little business, because when I went down there, like, I want to learn how to do, like, nails and eyelashes and stuff. Because a lot of people don't have none of that stuff down there, because they don't have really anything like that.
That red dirt's going to fuck up them shoes.
There's not red dirt down there.
In Oklahoma?
Wow. Yeah, it's red. Well, I didn't see. You notice that red stuff on the side of the road?
No, I didn't. I didn't see the side of the road.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you'll figure it out.
Well, when you look around as you're driving,
yeah,
check out the sides of the roads.
Okay.
A little geography lesson for you. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting fucking secondhand smoke here.
It's clay. It's called clay.
Yeah. Clay. Red clay.
Yeah. That's what you're getting secondhand of. Clay. Mm-hmm. Just clay.
Mm-hmm. No, because when I went to the cemetery, it was brown.
Are you kidding me right now?
All
right. No, you got to relax, young lady. You got to chill out. Listen.
It was brown.
Dirt is dirt. We know. Yeah.
How was it red if it's brown?
Hey. A lot of the cemeteries fill in dirt.
The point, right over the top of your head. I think you missed it.
Mm-hmm. They might
all. You also know there's no snow in Antarctica.
Yeah, there is. You know, Greenland has snow and Iceland doesn't.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like we're learning some things today, aren't we?
Yep.
I don't think that one's true.
That is true. Look it up. Get Google in here. Look that up. It's true. That's it. I've learned that in school.
Aww.
Iceland doesn't get snow.
I said that. I said Greenland gets snow, Iceland doesn't.
Why would they fucking name it Iceland then?
Ask them that.
Who was them?
The Icelanders.
Mom,
I don't got no feedback.
It's true. Look at
get control of your children. Kidding. Right. Mom, what are you looking forward to doing next year? What are you looking forward to? It's been a rough year. Everybody's been hearing about it. That's been following along with the podcast. So, what are you looking forward to doing?
I am looking forward to joining the farmers markets and selling my things.
Thought she was gonna say cult or something.
Hey, Kyle was worried about
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, we got our own cult, so if anybody wants to join, they can. We just have our own.
You have to smoke weed.
Yes.
That a requirement?
Well, then I'm not in.
Damn. Farmers markets. Beer, though.
Yeah. Farmers markets.
Yes, farmers markets. I'm excited to get on a journey. that I'm freaking out about, but woohoo. I think it'll be okay.
Hey, man, that's what life's all about, man. It's the great unknowns I talk about.
It's good.
I know.
Like we talked about, execute that plan, Mama. You got this.
I know, but the thing that scares me, though, is because I like to make my own loopholes. And I don't want to get myself in trouble.
Taxes.
Yeah.
Living off the grid.
Yeah.
That's a conflict of interest.
It is.
Crypto.
Is not.
So that's the only thing that always hesitates me, because I just...
It'll be fine, honey.
Love to say no, I ain't.
It'll be okay. That's why we all have each other. We keep each other legit out here.
So, but my overall plan is Caleb is going to manage the finances.
Of the business?
Of the business, yes.
Well, this is news to me, so...
Kyle's going to help me with all the plants, and we're going to get things sold.
Well, fuck me then.
Janae, you're going to dance in front. Get all the people to our booth.
Janae, you gotta draw the attention.
Yes.
I have told everybody recently, too, by the way, that your mom is dying so bad to also own her own strip club at some point. Yeah, she wants to run bitches. That's what she wants to do.
I want to be the mother.
I could probably dance. Kyle and I'll bounce Thursday.
Let's go, son.
What? No, you guys can't bounce if I'm going to be dancing.
We got this.
I'm bringing sexy back.
You don't need to dance. We'll find who we need.
Yeah, but see? I'd like to make money.
All right, Ken.
If Let's mom owns it, you could be a bartender, and then you won't have to dance for the money, but you'll still get tips. But... You think mom already owns it.
Because you'll be running it. Because I can't do it. Caleb's taking care of the money.
I could take care of the money.
Hey, this might not... We might end up like Enron, but we got this.
Oh, damn. You're going to hit us with the Enron. Bernie Madoff.
Hey, we're going to be all right.
Madoff with all that money. Else.
Touchdown.
I've got this. We're going to make it. We're going to build that legacy we want.
Hell yeah, that's what we do.
This and then we're going to move to Mexico.
Hey, man. We
oh, hey!
Okay. I'm not sure about that. Nothing. I understand you're excited, but no.
It's cheaper in Mexico.
Well, of course, they don't have
nothing is impossible.
Let's move to, like, Scotland or England.
Oh, fuck no. Scotland. That's only white people.
I'm not moving across the pond.
That's my girl.
We had a tea party for a reason.
That's my girl. Too many white people. That's fucked up, Frank.
What the fuck am I gonna do with a white person?
Well, you better find your one that goes with you.
I moved to Canada.
You moved to what?
Canada.
Where's it, Canada? Maple Leaf.
Man. I don't know.
What are you doing?
No, that fucking they look cold there. Okay, no, but listen.
It'd be all right, eh?
You give birth in a hospital. They don't charge you in Canada. They don't charge any money.
But you pay it taxes, don't you? I think you pay taxes.
I don't
for the free healthcare. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Free education, free healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Everybody chips in for everybody.
All right, Pops, let's hear it.
What I'm looking forward to doing next year is continuing my cult of cyphotology. I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, see? There is a cult. There is a cult. We are a cult.
No, what I'm honestly looking forward to doing, guys, is making sure you guys continue to progress, making sure you guys always know that you... can always call me, always call your mom, be open and honest about any and everything you're going through, no matter how tough it may be or how great things are. But the tough times that you guys go through, I want to be more involved with you guys on that for sure, because you guys are getting older and you're learning things a little bit more now. And there's a lot of roadblocks ahead that we're trying to get you guys to kind of see and maneuver and be prepared for, maneuver through. Before you get to those points in your lives and those crossroads in your lives, because we experienced a lot of things, and the reason why we kind of get onto you guys, and we don't want to come across like we're getting onto you guys or being overprotective and this, that, and the other, but the main thing is making sure you guys don't have to go through shit that we already went through.
Yeah, because remember, we already tried it. We did it.
Yeah. We know how that movie ends, so to speak. So most importantly, yes, it starts with you guys and making sure mom's good, you guys are good, and build my asset column. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing, too, building that asset column. If 2020 didn't teach me anything, it was definitely that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you guys have the advantage. If you listen and apply, shit, sky's the limit.
Compound interest is a hell of a drug.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Keeping that portfolio green.
Exactly.
That's it. So, but most importantly, just making sure you guys are healthy, happy, and we continue to progress together as a family. Love you guys to death. Mm-hmm. Love you guys. Each and every one of you. Not individually, all together. So I want you guys to continue to focus on what you want to do in this life. I've always told you guys since you guys were young, what have I always said? Go out here and do what?
Do it. Make it work.
Get yours. Go out here and get it. And what are you doing over here? What happened?
She was poking the, what's it called?
It's a spit screen.
Yeah, that thing. She's poking it. And I'm like, we can hear that.
What does it sound like? Here. Idiot. All right, so let me go ahead and switch it around here real quick, too, before we end this episode. Babe. What? She's fascinated, I know. Yeah. And she's got the headphones on now, so she's like, wow, this is a different. What are you looking forward to, babe? Yeah. What do you want to see the kids do?
Just continue to grow. And, you know, like Kyle, I want him to...
I think I'm done growing.
Okay. Like with Kyle, I want him to kind of learn his, you know, triggers that make him upset and kind of turn him, you know.
Okay.
I hope that he, you know, keeps continuing to grow. And he's doing a great job at it. Caleb's doing a great job at it.
What do you want Caleb to do, though? What do you want him to focus on?
You?
FBGM?
Yeah. Just you.
Focus. Yeah, just you.
Making yourself happy.
Yeah.
And getting to where you want to be. But also, give yourself some slack. Because you'll do fine. Just take it day by day. And sometimes we can't project the future. She's being a little fucked hard.
You idiot. Mom loves you, Frank. But, yeah, focus it on you. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good advice. What about the little fucked hard over here?
My little fucked hard. Let's see. Again, continue to grow. Learn. Listen to your instincts. Be patient with yourself and... patient with others would be pretty good, too.
How am I not patient with others?
You really want to go there right now? We're not opening Pandora's box on that right now. Seriously.
Don't put a strip pole in your apartment, because I'm not coming to fix this one.
Oh, no, that was the first one I got. The second one was just a tension pole, so it didn't make any holes.
Let's see, that's good. That's smart. Smart one. What? You learn by your mistakes. See? She got one that doesn't require tools.
That's good.
And patching. She took out the ceiling.
Well, did you learn your lesson, Janae?
Yep. The pole fell down with me.
I so wish there was a video of that.
Nope, I didn't have clothes on.
Practicing makes you better. So, however she needs practice,
she had to get the most aerodynamics out of it.
Yeah, the most aerodynamics, huh?
I'm a veteran now.
Oh, she is. She's getting there.
I don't know if that's something we should be proud of.
Hey, man.
You know. I don't care what any of you guys do, as long as you are happy and you are safe doing it.
Responsible is the main thing.
I did see a video.
Talk at the mic, man.
Well, I'm trying to put this out.
Can you figure this out? It's literally in front of you.
But you did see what?
I saw a video where they're giving you $75,000 to sell a kidney.
Oh man, if you don't stay off the black market.
Right.
$75,000.
Yeah, for a kidney. Yeah. And then, you know, how long is that $75,000 going to last you?
Depends. I can buy a house with it.
And then what?
What if
you can barely, I mean, think about it. How are you budgeting your bills now and the money you need right now? And then now you want to take on a house? How are you going to be able to pay for that house?
Isn't that $75,000 from my kidney?
Yeah, I mean, what if your other kidney goes bad? Man,
I wish I could find a house for $75,000.
Do they take taxes out of this?
No, because it's illegal.
Take taxes out of you getting the kidneys taken?
What?
Waking up with a bathtub of ice in the middle of Tijuana?
That's what I'm like, that, I mean, that screams bad. Man, this
is right now. I want a house for $75,000.
Man, me too.
Turn it, flip it.
Yeah. Man.
You sell your retinas for $40,000.
Your eyes? I kind of want to keep those too. Jesus.
Minority Report ass shit.
Yeah. Some Dexters out there.
Basically, towards... To them, each one of us is $250,000. That's with everything they could salvage out of your body.
Yeah, but then what's with that $250,000 and then you die?
Is that before or after? We're gonna
send Janae and we'll try this out and then we'll reconvene about it.
We'll report back now.
Janae won't report back, but we'll report back about the $250,000 that we got off of her. We still love
that's
you,
fucked
though,
up, son. Really? You gonna let them do that?
They might take your cats, David.
Oh my god.
You know your sister's over there biting her tongue like a motherfucker because she don't want to go off on the mics. You know that's what she's doing. Well, first of all, guys, we're definitely proud of each and every one of you guys. Proud of all of you. Love you guys. Just stay focused. Keep listening. We got you guys' back. We know you guys got ours, but we're proud of each and every one of you guys. Part of growing up, it's going to be hard on you sometimes. Things are going to be tough. It is what it is, but you got us. We got a lot of experience. We know how to guide you guys the best way possible. And one of the things that I wish I would have had was parents like, you know, I work hard to be for you guys and your mom works hard to be for you guys, that you can hear this type of information, hear this type of game. Be able to be open and talk about things no matter what. Even if a doctor is reaching all the way up your guts just to pull a baby out. I mean, those are things that, you know, if you need to get some accurate information.
ask questions.
Yeah, it's definitely there.
Ask
but
the questions. Get the knowledge before you just spit it out.
I want you guys to just continue to be, really. But I do want you guys to continue to be positive. Continue to be positive towards yourselves. Most importantly, when you look in that in the mirror every morning or every afternoon, every evening, no matter what your day is, you know, what kind of shit storm might come your way. Be like Conor McGregor.
Fly as a motherfucker.
Who the man? Y'all seen that clip. Who the man?
Fly as a motherfucker.
You the motherfucking man pointing at yourself. Yeah, so please focus on yourselves, guys. We got you guys' back. We love you guys. We're proud of each and every one of you guys. I mean, you're not out here, I mean, especially in the world that I grew up in, and you guys' ages, and where you guys are, and how far in advance that you guys are thinking about certain things, such as compound interest.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Build it up.
Things like that, guys. So continue to focus on yourselves, continue to give yourself enough love, enough credit, and understand that, you know what, some of the downs in life, that's where you learn some of your most valuable lessons that you will be able to pass on to your respective children one day, and hopefully not anytime soon. But get yourselves positioned in the right place.
That mindset.
With the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Right energy.
Right financials. As Jeezy says, la, 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 la.
Mother, man, you made that.
Wow.
Jeezy didn't do that. Jeezy didn't do that. He's on the song. Kanye said, la, da, 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 wait till I get my money right.
There we go. Very nice.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to this special episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Last episode of season 5. We appreciate you guys that has been rocking with us, following along with us. If you want to reach out to us, you know where to find us in the description of the podcast, wherever you listen to us. Any last words you want to give everybody like we normally do, babe, going into the new year?
Have an awesome new year. Be safe. And just have a great time.
Drink it up.
Fuck bitches, get money.
Oh. Frank's looking at her boyfriend.
Dazed and confused.
I'm trying to get an eye booger out my eye.
Okay, that's you guys make sure to keep eye boogers out your eye too. So.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, everybody, thank you for listening to us, and we will be back in February.
I got it.
Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Deuces.
Adios.